of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low, and upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and we've already discussed in this series, a mountain is a church, upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon all the high tower, and upon the fenced cities, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the pleasant pitchers, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be exalted in that day. And the idols he shall utterly abolish, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks, and into the caves of the earth, for the fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the ragged rocks, for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terrible the earth. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Isaiah 2, verses 12 to 22. There comes a time period at the end of the world when all the haughty of mankind, every manifestation of it, is brought down. And one of the prophetic items that gets brought down at the end that is of significance in prophetic understanding the Seventh-day Adventists is the fall of Babylon. And Babylon goes back to the story of Babel. The tower they were building, it's going to come down. It's going to come down. And when Gideon leaves this prophecy about to the men of Penuel that when he comes back, I'm going to take down the tower. He's identifying us prophetically that in this end time scenario, Babylon comes falling down. Now, I've been going very quickly because I know I only have so much time here. And I spoke about the seed of Bible prophecy back in Babylon. I don't rightly remember if I tied that all together. What I wanted to say back there, if I didn't, brothers and sisters, is that the story that's in the Tower of Babel is that the people of that time wanted to build a tower that reached all the way to heaven to save them from another flood, to get them to be like the Most High, but it never happened. And when it comes to the passages in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White says there'll never be union among the nations, and in another passage she says, under the papacy, the wicked will come into union, and she says that a few places. She's not speaking against herself. What she's saying is that modern Babylon is going to fulfill the same thing that took place in the seed. In the seed, the people were well on their way to constructing this tower when God brought their effort